This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The oceans are rising faster than at any point in the last 28 centuries, and human emissions of greenhouse gases are primarily responsible, scientists have now reported. They add that the flooding is starting to make life miserable in many coastal towns like Miami Beach, Norfolk, Virginia, and Charleston, South Carolina, and is largely a consequence of those emissions that's likely to grow worse in coming years. Scientists confirm previous estimates, but with a larger data set, that if global emissions continue at a high rate over the next few decades, the ocean could rise as much as 3 or 4 feet by 2100 as ocean waters expand and the great ice sheets in Greenland and Antarctica begin to collapse. A study by Tulane University and University of Arkansas researchers found for the second time in weeks that school choice vouchers in Louisiana had a negative impact on students' academic performance in the first 2 years of operation. Professors in Michigan estimate that there are 8,000 plus lead service pipes in Flint that will have to be replaced. Palestinian women are banned from riding bicycles, but four women are challenging the ban. Univision, a Spanish language network, is aiming to help register 3 million new Latino voters in 2016, roughly the same number who've come of voting age since 2012. An anti-sexual harassment group in New York City called Hollaback is providing guidance to the police on how to handle subway sex crimes. In the Northeast, 51.4% of black children attend schools where 90 to 100% of their classmates are racial minorities, up from 42.7% in 1968. In the country's 100 largest school districts, economic segregation rose roughly 30% from 1991 to 2010. 7 of 10 teachers now assign homework that requires web access, even though 5 million Americans lack such access, and 1/3 of the populations in cities like Detroit and New Orleans. Russian expats living in London now have organized kleptocracy tours of homes owned in London by Russian business insiders who are laundering their money in London's hot property market. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.